realizing
that the plan of our Father is to change each person through regeneration and a renewing of the Holy Ghost that changes our body. Oh,
Chapter. Jesus speaking through John said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father. This being the Father, this being Jesus, said that I am in him. And you in me, and I in you. Well, now that looks like it's different, because in the book of Acts, the book of Hebrews, in earlier writings, they had Jesus at the right hand of the Father, didn't they? Read the writer of Hebrews. But here we see him 40 years later, being described as being in the Father, and you in him, and he in you. What happened? What happened? How did Jesus Christ get from the right hand of the Father onto the inside of him? Do you know? Or maybe there's a mistake in the Bible. No, there's not. In Jesus Christ's seventh suffering, in the outer courts of heaven, he had to come out in the outer courts of heaven and suffer. The seventh suffering. You remember the lamb in the book of Revelation with seven horns? His seventh and last suffering. He suffered judgment fire for you and all the children of the everlasting kingdom. And his body being turned into a body of fire, fiery flesh, fiery blood, fiery breath. He was then placed inside of the Father. Ooh. Not at his right hand. And you in him. And he in you. Now that's the way you're baptized when you come into the New Jerusalem. While Jesus was at the right hand of the Father, you were baptized in earthly water. This is the way the early church said it. Looking forward to the time when you could be baptized, according to John the 3rd chapter, and be born of God. By the works of the Holy Spirit, the 7 works of the Holy Spirit, that you lose your life, lose your breath, and then you're baptized into the heavenly waters of his body, and as you fall over there, he washes out your old place of life and washes in his new heavenly place of heavenly life. You're then baptized with the Holy Ghost and with the fire of his body. So I thought that when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. No, sir. Sorry, you got the gift of the Holy Spirit. But something happened. According to the prophet Isaiah, Jesus must become so completely one with the Father until his name is actually called the Everlasting Father. You remember the prophet Isaiah? Isaiah the 9th chapter said, unto us a child is born, a child is given, and he shall be called the Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. So something must happen. To make him even lose his identity and become so one with the Father until he is just the fire of his body. So that you and I can be led by him back into the beginning, to have the ark be sealed in that fire of his body, to begin just where he began, for him to bring us forth in his fullness. And here came John the Apostle, revealing this, the kingdom age, the age in which you and I live in. He said in simple language this way, watch me. He said, once a group of people in the earth begins to enter in by faith and obedience to where they can be placed in the fire of the body of my Father, sealed in there so that they can come forth as I did, as the Word. He said, the love that my Father has for those of obedience makes a love sacrifice out of me. In the Scriptures, said, I'm in now, I'm identified as my Father being one and me being one, but me being inside of him. But said, once the people begin to obey and begin to reach the place to go into that body, to have the same heart, and said, I'll move over and give them room. But said, here's the way I move over and give them room. Said, my Father makes a love sacrifice out of me. He just consumes me up into his body. Ooh. so that they can be sealed in my body of fire, and there I can begin to work on them with that fire of my love, that fire of my grace, that fire of my peace, and I can perfect them and mature them to where that seal can be broken, and I can send them forth. Oh, out of my body, just like I came. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he came forth out of God into the fleshly body of Jesus and formed the life of God in his only begotten Son. He said, so I move over. My Father consumes me or swallows me into his body in a love sacrifice. My Father looks at those obedient people that are coming ready to go, and the love in him just melts me and makes me one with him. And then he seals me, seals the other people into that body. Seal them in there with a fire of his love and grace. Look now. And when they leave out of there, he said, I hold them in there, even though they're in this world, yet not of this world. I hold them in there, letting that love and that grace and that fire work on them until they have my same nature. And as they have my same nature, then the seal is broken, and out they go into their ministry. So simple. Once you want to believe God. Oh, John the Apostle explained it. The beginning. Oh, when that seal's broken, you carry your part of the body with him, with you.
I shall live in them.
God, I now to him, and bring to completion your fiery ministry. Oh. of God. That's who I am. Begin to notice something funny. People will start watching you. Following you with their eyes. As something inside them draws them to you. They might even come up to you and try to touch you because they can feel Jesus Christ in you, and they feel that. This fiery love burning inside.
Be dividing up the teams for evangelizing. Okay. Jill, Mary Laird, and Juana, Marticella, Dolores, Carol Davis, and Lydia, Teresa Hibson. We didn't forget y'all. The Lord just had us to move from the other place before then. And where do you want to meet them? Over there somewhere? Right in there, and then y'all can go wherever, okay? The Lord said, perfect the family from the least to the greatest, and that's what we'll be doing. We shall. Now, tonight's service subject to the Lord will be Jesse and Ron. And you're entering a place now where, as the Lord leads, I can be present with you as you minister. We can begin to move as one. Up until now, when I was present, most of you scared to death, afraid you'd do something wrong, you know. But now we're moving one in love, and you found out I'm not going to jump on you, even if you do something wrong, so you can relax. So I'll be here, whatever the Lord leads, but y'all prepare for tonight's service, all right? And I want to meet with Brother Jerry right now, if you will, and he and I need to go over some business, get us prepared for the work of the Lord in Avery, okay? Ooh. How many are ready to move out?